Legislators ended the 2014 session on Friday after passing a final budget for state government. It included some extra money for the state's teachers. Governor Dennis Dugard is expected to sign the budget. The issues receiving the most attention from lawmakers during this year's session included education, economic development, and public safety. Joining us now to recap the session and to look ahead is Republican Senate Majority Leader Tim Rave. And Senator Rave, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Carl. Appreciate it.
Also with us on the line is Democratic House Minority Leader Bernie Hunhoff and Representative Hunhoff. Welcome back to the program as well.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Bernie. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, I spoke with both of you at the start of the session in January when we were broadcasting from Pier, and I'm wondering now, a couple of months later, Tim Rave, did the 2014 session go pretty much as you thought it would?
Yeah, I think it did. As I had said prior to when the session started, I think, as always, we don't know what the big issue is going to be till it hits. And I think for those of us on the inside especially, and something we'll have to look at over the summer, is the issue of autism and insurance coverage for some new and emerging therapies. And for us, and I don't know, Bernie, I'm sure I'll have a different take, but that was kind of the surprise issue to me during the session. And then the regular stuff, as you alluded to in your opening remarks, education, funding, money for teachers, the Building South Dakota issue and stuff I'm sure we'll talk about as the interview goes on.
And Bernie Hunhoff?
No, I think Tim is right. Autism was kind of a surprise. It is interesting to legislative watchers how something will just come out of the blue and become an issue. I do think autism became somewhat symbolic, though, of how this legislature just has such a hard time investing in people. And, we're good at investing in brick and mortar, and we need to do that, pipelines and railroads and all sorts of things. But we're just really struggle when it comes down to actually making investments in people. And I think everybody knew autism was something that was a really good investment and just couldn't quite get it done. And the same thing happened with prenatal care, I think with schools to a certain degree, obviously with Medicaid expansion, which we'll talk about. So that's the autism bill was a symbol of a bigger issue that I think that we have to face up to.
Well, talking about education, as I mentioned, the final budget includes some extra money for school districts to spend on teachers' salaries next year. The money wasn't in the governor's original proposed budget. Tim Rave, what did it take to get this extra boost in money for teachers?
Well, I think there's a couple key components. I think the first one was, the influx, the large influx, surprisingly, of the unclaimed property monies. And then the governor's staff putting together, I think, a fairly unique and innovative approach to using those dollars to buy down debt to leverage ongoing spending, which gave us the opportunity to get up to 3%. And then, just rearranging a few things here at the end and coming up with some extra dollars to address what we you always hear is the support for increasing teacher pay, and so we dedicated another $2.2 million to that, and so I think that's a great accomplishment. Feel pretty good about that. So,
Bernie Hunhoff, do you think this is helping address what many have said is a problem regarding teacher pay, and then keeping those teachers in South Dakota?
Yeah, and first of all, the use of the one-time monies to free up ongoing monies in the future is a good move and is a good, I don't know if compromise is the right word, but we've had a lot of battles out there about how this administration and Republicans want to, how they identify one-time monies and then don't allow us to use them for education and health care, what we think are all priorities. And this was kind of a nice compromise where we use the one-time monies, but it actually the way we use them is going to help education and health care in the future. So Tim is exactly right. And, yes, I think we've maybe turned the corner. I mean, at least there's a recognition this session that we have a teacher shortage, an education crisis, and that we need to do better. And we didn't do enough this year, but it was a good turnaround. I mean, we funded the education formula at twice the amount it had to be funded at. And yet, we're 50th in teacher salaries, and Mississippi is 49th. And I think the gap between us and 49th is $2,800 per teacher. And there at the last few minutes, we passed a $200 per teacher one-time bonus. So that just gives you an idea of how far behind we are. And Mississippi and 48 other states are not standing still. So we've really got our work cut out for us. But I do think most legislators now realize we've got a problem and we need to address it.
Is this something, Tim Rave, you see as being addressed then over the summer months and getting into the next session, if we want to think that far ahead?
Well, yeah, interestingly, I've had some really good discussions during the legislative session with the education folks, and that being the superintendents group, the SDEA, and the school board, associated school board groups. And yeah, we're going to continue some discussions here now going on into the spring and summer months and try and have some dialogue before the budget actually gets put together. I think that's really where we have opportunities to make some differences. It's difficult on the backside when you have a full budget laying in front of you to make any real significant changes. So we'll certainly look at and address those as we can over the summer here.
One of the big issues left unresolved is, as you both mentioned, Medicaid expansion. Final attempts from Democrats failed during the last day. Representative Hunhoff, I'm assuming that this is still something that your party will continue pushing for?
Well, and more than our party. I mean, I know that your report just said that just one Republican voted with us, but, you know, and let's face it, there are a lot of moderate Republicans, and I won't speak for Tim, but there are a lot of moderate Republicans who know that it will happen, and it's only a matter of how and when. And I don't know why we didn't do it last year. It was foolish not to do it last year, and short-sighted would be a better word, and edit that out. Short-sighted not to do it last year. Short-sighted certainly not to do it this year. It's the best thing we could do for our economy. We do all these things in Pierre. We fund, railroads and pipelines, and just about every legislator brings some bill that he says this is going to, he or she says this is going to help the economy. All those things pale in significance to what Medicaid expansion would do for the economy. And then you get into the issue of the moral issue of providing care if you can to all these friends and neighbors out there. And, I mean, it's just a huge moral imperative. It helps our economy. It helps the federal government because the Affordable Care Act, it now shows the Congressional Budget Office says it will save the federal government $109 billion in the next 10 years. So there's no reason not to accept politics. And it'd be very sad if politics is getting in the way of doing all this good for South Dakota.
Senator Rave, in looking at the recently concluded session, it looks like that there has been some attempt to find some sort of compromise on the behalf of lawmakers and both parties as well as the governor. Is this something that will still be, you're still working at, still hoping to find some way to resolve this issue or come to some sort of compromise here?
Yeah, well, as Bernie will attest to, I was right in the middle of working with both sides to try and, kind of find some common ground that everybody could come to. And I thought we put together a fairly reasonable, common sense approach to asking the federal government for some options. At this point, they're unwilling, but I'm hopeful that, they'll take some time and think about our proposal and, certainly come back with at least a counter offer. And maybe we can find some common ground here over the summer as we move into the next legislative session. So I don't feel like all is lost. It was good to have some dialogue. Bernie was, of course, there in the room when we were on the phone with the federal government folks, having that discussion about our proposal. Unfortunately, they were not willing to come down to where we were and come up with some kind of counter offer. But I'm hopeful that there's still opportunity there.
In looking at the session recently concluded, Representative Hunhoff, certain things you see as particularly important accomplishments?
Yeah, and first of all, on the Medicaid expansion, mm-hmm. As we said, it will happen. I think Tim is saying the same thing. It's going to happen. It's a huge issue, biggest public policy decision we've ever faced, or not ever, but probably faced in the last 10 or 20 years. And what Washington is saying is that they cannot give the waiver that the Dugard administration wants. It would violate the law. The Dugard administration and a lot of Republicans want to just go from 0 to 100% of poverty. The federal government says you have to go from 0 to 138% of poverty. You cannot stop at 100, and it would violate the law. And if they did grant it for South Dakota, they'd have to go back and renegotiate with some 30 other states. It's just not going to happen. It's a no-starter. So there's going to have to be more flexibility, and I again, I don't know what it's going to take to get us off dead center. I think the governor's office and Republican legislators are going to have to hear from citizens out around South Dakota. As far as other successes, you know, the education turnaround, what I call it a turnaround, was a success. I think the other success, interestingly, you know, we deal with 500 or some bills out there, and we've all seen how Washington's operating these days, and we've talked about, I think you and I, Carl, the three of us talked about this beginning of session. You know, we've seen how Washington operates. We see, you know, a lot of people are watching Fox News and MSNBC and taking their cues from there on how to deal with public issues. And yet, I think, you know, legislators did go through another session with a great deal of civility and an ability to work together. And you couldn't imagine how many pitfalls there are, how many times people try to turn us against one another and try to really, you know, throw wrenches in the machinery. And yet, I think we finished the 38-day session with civility and tough issues like autism and Medicaid expansion and building South Dakota, lots of other things were dealt with, you know, in a pretty straight-up manner, and that's no small feat in itself.
Yeah, Tim Ray, accomplishments from 2014 session?
Yeah, agreed. I agree with all of what Bernie said. I think actually just expanding on the Building South Dakota issue just a little bit more, I think that was something that probably didn't, I guess I didn't see in the media a whole lot during session, but, you know, Bernie and I were right in the middle of that the entire session, dealing with how the governor proposed to make some changes to it. I and that was putting a $30 million upfront load, I guess I'll call it, to fund it for the next 3 years. And then we, in a different separate bill, addressed long-term funding stability for that program. And Bernie was right. We worked together, I thought, real well on that and came up with some good compromises on making sure that Building South Dakota moves forward into the future. I think one issue that I already talked about this morning on a different interview was the texting ban that was alive, then had died, then came back again and walked out of there with a secondary ban across the state. So, it's, again, it's the issues you don't maybe necessarily think are going to be big always pop up at the end there. But all in all, I think it's pretty, actually, a relatively quiet session of the 12 that I've been there. And I thought we probably did a good job, worked through things pretty efficiently. And all in all, I'm pretty happy with it.
Mostly a quiet session, but there were some heated debates, I think, over social issues such as gay rights. Bernie Hunhoff, these social issues, are these important discussions to have during the legislative session?
Yeah, I do want to say, because public broadcasting has really savvy listeners, I do want to say on Building South Dakota, great compromise from last session. And every session kind of blurs into the next, doesn't it, Tim? I'm not quite as confident that we did in Building South Dakota any favors this session, and it's something we need to sort out and figure out. We've got 3 years because it's pre-funded for 3 years, but then the mechanism that was put in place this session, I think, drastically reduces the funding for Building South Dakota, and we need to get that fixed. I think we did some real damage to the good compromise from last session. The social issues, yeah, we had, you know, a lot of discrimination bills. That again could have just torpedoed the whole session, and I'm really quite proud actually of the way the South Dakota legislators dealt with those. We could have a black eye like Arizona does. We avoided all that. Moderate Republicans and Democrats, those bills came to committee. I think everybody behaved themselves and just gave very short shrift to those issues, and they just disappeared, and they didn't cause the great uproar that they did in Arizona. We also had some gun issues, abortion issues, different things like that, where, I mean, there was some partisan rhetoric, but in the end, I think we made some pretty moderate decisions on most of those issues.
Senator Rave?
Yeah, agreed. I think, you know, Bernie had to deal with a lot more of those on his side. It seemed like they had more of them originated on the House side than the Senate side, and I thought they dealt with them judiciously and appropriately, and some of those were issues we see just routinely here these last four, five, six sessions, and a couple of them were new, but all in all, I thought it went, really handled very respectfully, and, again, any legislator can bring anything they want, and I guess you just deal with it as it comes up, and I thought we did just yeoman's work in handling that, so.
And how did lawmakers work with the governor's office this year? Things go pretty well. I know that in the past there have been discussions over, you know, that the lawmakers are giving too much power to the governor. Is there any sort of conflict there during the session or at all, Representative Hunhoff?
Yeah, and nothing personal to this governor. That's been an issue for a long time. In fact, this governor, maybe because he served, what, I think 6 years in the legislature, maybe he's a little more respectful of the legislative process than some other governors. But the legislative branch is very weak compared to the executive branch, and that's especially a concern when we already have almost a one-party system in South Dakota. Sadly, the same party has all the state offices and peer governorship. They've had the legislature for the better part of 40 years, so you've already got that, you know, not the checks and balances that our forefathers envisioned when they created democracies and Republican systems. So we've got a real problem to begin with, and then you've got this really weak legislative situation compared to the executive branch, where they're out there 12 months of the year, and we've got 105 legislators, very part-time amateur politicians at best, without any staff, any personal staff whatsoever. So it threatens to be a very weak system, and legislators just have to be willing to stand up for the legislature and for their own ideas. And I don't think it happens often enough. I think I could point to a lot of examples where I think Republican legislators would have acted differently, but for too much, I don't want to call arm twisting, but cajoling or whatever from second floor of the governor's office. So we've got a problem. I think it weakens the legislature, and thus I think it weakens South Dakota.
Senator Rafe.
Well, I think, you've heard many times the legislature is weak because we're only there for a couple of months. And as Bernie points out, we are very part-time, and you kind of come in, you're in the heat of battle. And so you're focusing on the legislation that's thrown at you, and it's hard to be long-term focused outside of that. But we have done a couple of things. I think we passed what I would consider a really pivotal piece this year, where our legislative staff, the folks that the Legislative Research Council, I guess that's our staff, for lack of a better term, but our budget folks there actually now have the ability to go into the budget pre-budget meetings when the governor and his cabinet secretaries are putting together the budget. And so really the key point there is, I call it kind of you don't know what you don't know. And so if stuff gets taken out of the budget prior to when the budget is presented to us in December, we never know if there was a good idea. You know, maybe it was going to be the Bernie Hunhoff Memorial Building down there in Yankton, but that got cut. Well, maybe we all think that was a good idea. But
they tore that outhouse down, I think.
but we never know that it was there. So I think that's going to actually give us, I don't know that power is the right word, but it certainly gives you opportunity to gain insight into things that were presented that may or may not have merit, but you never know they were there. So I'm actually pretty excited about that. This will be our first kind of interim having that in place. And so looking forward to seeing kind of what we learn from that process. And then, we just continue to, if you see there's a problem, we continue to address it as we move forward into the future. And I think that is probably the one thing that we've done to try and strengthen ourselves to whatever limit we possibly can. And so I'm excited about where we're headed as a legislature as a whole.